Hi, my name is Grace Gumpo and I'm at Queen's Court Student Roost asking questions about student accommodation. Why don't you introduce yourself and your job title?
My name is Charlotte Brennan and I'm a CSA here at Student Roost.
How should we navigate looking for an accommodation?
I think each student's needs are very much taken into account when looking for accommodation, so everybody should always look around for what they need. For example, if they need shops to be close by, if they need a gym to be included in their student accommodation, if they need parking, if they want to share with their friends, if they need their own space and want a studio. I think it's very much tailored to what each student needs.
Are there any misconceptions in looking for an accommodation?
I think there are a few misconceptions. I think a lot of people think if they're spending a lot of money on student accommodation, they're going to get the best student accommodation, when that's not always the case. It's always really good to shop around with student accommodation, especially if you're going outside of the uni. There are a lot of purpose-built student accommodations in Leicester, so there is a lot of oversaturation, a lot of choice, whereas in other cities there isn't as much choice. Leicester's probably got the most choice. Student Roost caters for all people, all needs. We have parking and we can offer social spaces, quiet spaces. And I think that even though Student Roost is one of the most reasonably priced student accommodation, it gets overlooked by more expensive student accommodation because people think if they spend more they're getting more, whereas I don't think that's true, because with Student Roost you do get your money's worth.
Is the reality too expensive?
I think if you're going into student houses, for example, a lot of people forget about bills and how much, for example, going to a laundrette doing your washing, or even in normal student accommodations paying for washing and stuff like that, people forget about how much those little bills add up, whereas 95% of student accommodations now are all bills included, and they are built for students to make that easier for them. So yeah, I think that's the thing.
Are there any key things to look at when looking for a place?
I think there are a lot of key things to look for, but the main ones would be security. So making sure that there's somebody on site 24 hours a day. Asking to make sure everything is on CCTV to make sure that you have that extra layer of safety. I also think that location's important.
Are there any like false expectations looking for an accommodation?
A lot of people expect it to be easy and to not pay their rent on time, for example. I think that a lot of people don't realise that rent is a non-negotiable issue, and we have to have those conversations with people. But I think that's more of a lack of education in the renting world rather than anything else.
How hard is it like to find an accommodation for students?
In Leicester, I think it's pretty easy to find accommodation. I think that people's main issues is budgeting and making sure they have enough money to cover their rent and their bills.
Any advice for future students looking for an accommodation?
Always check reviews for student accommodation. Sometimes they might not be accurate,